Question 67. Is the sacrifice of the Mass a reenactment of the sacrifice of Calvary? Even as I use these words, I say to myself, Harden, don't you realize that every word here deserves an hour's explanation? I've taught too many priests, including some who are now bishops, how happy I am that I took a vow not to become a bishop. All I know is, using words is one thing. Understanding what we are saying, or reading, or hearing, is something else. Question is the sacrifice of the Mass a reenactment of the sacrifice of Calvary? Yes. I think I'll read the answer in full for several reasons. In the Mass, it is the self-same Jesus present on the altar who died on the cross on Calvary. The heart of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary was the exercise of his free will, involuntarily accepting bodily death for the redemption of the world. In other words, why is the Mass a reenactment of Calvary? Because the main reason God became man, hear it, the main reason God became man was not to have a human body in which then he could die. That was a reason, but not the main reason. The main reason God became man was to have a human will. I'm so used to asking questions, I'd like to ask you, and look, put up either one hand or two hands, how many wills did and does Christ have? How many wills? Thanks. Oh, by the way, though you didn't put up your hands, I tell people, if you don't know the right answer, you give whatever you know. You grow in humility. If you know the right answer and you give it, then you practice charity. So, never hesitate. Of course, Christ had two wills. Among the heresies, most of the heresies have long polysyllabic names. Among the heresies condemned by the Church was monothelitism. Monothelitism, which is the heresy that claims Christ had only one will. No, God became man mainly to assume a human will, because the essence of sacrifice is not in what you surrender. Let's be clear. The essence of sacrifice is not in what you surrender to God. The essence of sacrifice is your will in surrendering what you like to God. And on the altar, after consecration, the true, real Jesus Christ is on the altar with his what? With his human will. He can no longer die. So what? He was willing to die if he could. Christ, I continue, in the Mass, Christ has the same human will which he had in Calvary. In the Mass, he is willing and ready to die if he could, but his readiness to die is no less free, even though Christ is now a glorified body and can no longer die by the separation of his human body and soul. That is why I tell people, and any of you have the prayer that I put together some years ago and got ecclesiastical approval for, of the daily acceptance of death? Next week, let me bring, I think I have some of the prayer cards left. Look, you might wonder, why do we go to sleep, most of us, every night? They might say, what are you talking about? I don't sleep, my body will get dead tired. Yeah, I will collapse and even die. Well, all right. That's the medical reason for sleep. Well, there's a theological reason for sleep. Sleep is God's daily reminder to prepare for that long, long sleep. From the moment of our bodily death to the moment of our bodily resurrection. Am I clear? Remember what Christ said? And who even remember the occasion when somebody was, had died? No. It's just sleep. Who remembers? Who was it? And of course, Christ did that deliberately. Now in his case, in Christ's case, his sleep and death was a short weekend. How was the last? Who knows? My estimate is not just centuries, but millennia, thousands of years. What a long sleep that will be. But, and these are the saints teaching us. Every evening before we go to sleep, to remind ourselves that this is a preparation, for that long, drawn-out sleep. Then our bodies die. And arising in the morning is, again, both a reminder and a promise of our bodies, no less, rising, and what joy. And we'll never again have to use an alarm clock. During my 3-week stay in Calcutta, I asked the sisters, during this chapter, do you still have to get up at your regular time? I said, yes, Father. 4:40 a.m. All of this is locked up in the mystery of the Mass, to prepare us for that last sleep. and only who knows, hundreds, maybe thousands of years later, he will wake up. But we better be prepared, because it is through the Mass that we obtain the graces we need to be able to say with Christ what he said on Calvary. Remember, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And my clock says 2:54. Suppose we take how long a picture we have. Well, is 10 minutes too short? Please?
For a break?
Please?
For a break?
Please?
That's not too short.
10 minutes is fine.
Fine.
Okay. Look, this is a lens. So 10 minutes after 3, okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. See you at 3:10.